Hello, welcome to Verbal Mileage. We are your hosts. I am Yonit.
I'm Aliza.
Oh man, we have very different attitudes today.
You're all chipper.
I just came back from a trip without children to Mexico.
Fuck you. And everyone is saying right now, say it with me, everyone. Fuck you.
Oh, I think I heard it. We had a great time. I highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
All I want is to go away without my children.
I know.
That's all I want.
But we did it, and it was great. And
do you have another one planned now?
Well, we did start planning our next family vacation because there's something like that always inspires us. Yes. Like we go on vacation and we're like, that was great. We need to bring the kids next time.
Yes. And then you go with your kids and you're like, fuck this. We need to go alone.
This one was planned. Cycle. This one started getting planned the day after we returned from vacation with our kids last time. And Alex was like, I already booked it. Like it was done.
Yeah, that's the cycle. You go with your kids and you're like, oh, we need to go just us. You go just us. You're like, oh, we need to bring the kids.
We had such a nice time. We should bring the kids. We go with the kids. We need her on vacation. And for now, we have someone who can kind of watch the kids and it's okay. So we have to use that till it runs out.
Yes, you do. Yes. I know.
You know what's annoying?
What?
You know, like the person. So everything actually went great in terms of like timing for flights. There were no delays.
Did you have a direct flight?
Yeah, we had a direct flight and there was no delays. And we got there. We had like our full day the first day we got there.
Well, lucky you.
Yes. But what I was going to say is, so on the way here, well, when we landed in Cleveland, so I'm not in a hurry anyway. But when we landed in Cleveland, there was like some delay with customs, like getting off the plane. But the person behind me did the thing where they like stand up with all their bags and are just standing in the aisle. And like, we have poor seats. We're far back. Like, I always wait anyway.
That's Ellie.
I knew it. I hate that person.
That is Ellie.
And like, she's just casually keeps like bumping me on the shoulder with her bag. And I want to be like, ma'am, take your motherfucking seat. You're not going anywhere. You know where you were for the whole flight here when you were sitting? That's where you're going.
I know.
It's nowhere.
It honestly does drive me a little crazy. Like, when we're by ourselves, I, like, okay, maybe I would do that. But with my kids, it's like, we have too many bags.
There's a whole line of assholes standing there, not going anywhere. Correct. I think we were sitting there for like 40 minutes waiting for them to open the doors. You're going to sit there and bonk me on the shoulder with your bag?
I know.
Sit the fuck down.
Also, because maybe that person is like planning on like cutting, but you can't. You can't cut the person.
No, and you know what I
actually
did?
Proper plane etiquette is you wait for them and then you go.
You know what I did intentionally?
Take your time.
No. So, so at some point, the person right in front of me had to go to the bathroom, and that did inspire her to get back into her seat after like standing there for 25 minutes. And I took my bag that had been under the seat in front of me and I just casually put it in the aisle right next to me, which was to say, like,
good for you.
You're not going anywhere till I go.
Where does she think she's going?
Nope. Exactly.
I yell at Ellie every time.
I just wanted to be like, you're a terrible person. I hope everyone hates you. I hate you.
Everyone else was thinking it too.
I hope so.
Yeah, they were.
You weren't alone. But that aside, it was a wonderful, wonderful trip.
I'm sure that it was.
Sun and sand.
You don't look very tan, though, I will say.
I did use my SPF 50.
Good for you.
My chest is burnt.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Yonit is currently showing me her chest.
Just one.
And it is red, if anyone is wondering.
One chesticle.
Were you guys pool people or beach people?
Mostly pool.
Yeah.
We don't like sand.
I know.
I mean, I will say it was pretty windy, like, which was nice because it was hot. But, like, the weather was, like, pretty choppy. Alex and I always think we're going to be eventually. So we actually have, like, a snorkel and fins and we bring it.
Really?
So
did you use that?
No, because it was so choppy.
Yeah.
But by day three, we were like, all right, we should go experience the beach. And I will say I like frolicking in the waves. But the second you get out.
You're freezing?
First of all, I have no interest. No, not even. No, it was.
Oh, because it was
hot. Weather was lovely. I was never freezing.
Right.
But even the water, even the seawater was not that cold.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right. I forgot you went to Mexico. It was 100 degrees.
Yeah, it was great. But we're not going to, we're not going to sit on the sand and like watch the ocean as Ellie likes to do. We were going to frolic and then go back poolside.
Okay.
Right. And you're just covered in sand.
I know. I hate
and even
that.
Later, it's like I like spend a good time under the outside shower just trying to get sand off. And then I go home and it's like you take off your top and just sand like flows
from
you.
Well, I always like go in the pool after that and wash the sand off.
We also went to the pool. Well, I don't wash off because I'm not an animal. You wash off in the shower and then you go into the pool.
Yeah, I know, but like you are able to. No, like, I was It's hard to get, like, it's the sand is so
but
sticky.
But there's a lot of nooks and crannies. Well, like, I thought I thought I got all the sand out, but I'm saying, like, later, it's just like you're discovering sand in areas you didn't know you had.
Like when we went on winter break and I, like, took my kids' bathing suits off. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. The amount of sand that
you have
came
to do
out.
It, like, outside. Yes. I know.
Anyway, you had a wonderful vacation. We're all so happy for you.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You have a long list today, actually.
I know, but I do you...
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to do a segment. It's so funny because... Why? Are you nervous?
No, weren't we going to make, like, a video, though?
I know. Maybe we still can, but...
Okay. Yeah, we still can.
I wanted to do a segment. It's so funny. So, like, often we'll, like, say controversial things and then people will, like, text us.
Yeah.
And then I'm like... No, yeah, like I agree with you, but like no one else. So I'm just wondering who else is here for this. What we wanted to do, and maybe we'll still do it, is a video that was like, you got Shabbat problems, you know? But I wanted to share my Shabbat problems.
Okay, yeah, I think I have, yeah.
Yeah.
We all have Shabbat problems.
Okay.
Wait, actually, before you start that, I did just want to say that people agreed with me that the Walmart here sucks and is disgusting.
Okay.
And I actually went to Walmart on Thursday when you were away. And I was like, okay, I'll give it another try. Yonit loves it. There was no fucking toy clearance section, by the way. It was empty. Well, it was empty.
It's give or take. It's
lucky. The place was disgusting. There was literally soap just in an aisle just spilling. Gluck, 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 spilling all over the floor. And can I tell you,
That hasn't been my experience.
There was always 25 employees that walked by and just didn't give a shit. They did not care. And then I couldn't find something. I needed like lens solution. And I asked like three different employees.
In the pharmacy.
I know, but I couldn't find the aisle.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I don't know. It's not my section. I'm like, oh.
Right.
It was so, no one helped me. Okay. And one person didn't even know what contact lens solution was.
They're getting paid minimum wage. Okay?
Just saying. It's the worst place in the whole world.
All right.
Anyway. Okay.
Were you going to get that solution at your precious Trader Joe's? I'm sure they don't have it.
No, they don't.
They do. It's got a hipster mustache on it. Like,
oh, that would be fun.
Okay.
Okay. Shabbat.
All right.
Problems.
So the first thing. And we're going to discuss this, okay. But...
Do you have a list there?
I have a whole list.
Oh, I don't have that list. How come you didn't share it with me?
Because I was starting to write a script.
Oh.
And
you need
anyway.
A script writer.
All right. Anyway. So, guests overstaying their welcome. Mm. Now, this is a controversial one.
Yeah.
Because I do think, like... Actually, Alex and I talk about this. Like, there are some people who will, like, eat and leave, and we're like... That's not why we invited you here.
Right.
We invited you here to entertain our children, so we don't have to entertain our children. And if you eat and leave, or if you're like, oh, yeah, he's going or whatever, then I'm like, then what was the point?
Correct.
You know, I like agree. Part of the payment for the lunch is that you stay and entertain.
Yes.
You know?
I agree.
However, sometimes, like especially like on a long Shabbat, sometimes it goes too long.
Like, or, when you have to start feeding dinner.
Yes.
Then it's too long.
Right. When the kids are hungry again.
That's if they're hungry at, like, 4 o'clock because they just didn't eat lunch.
Right.
Like, that's annoying.
No,
but
no.
Fine. Just give them whatever.
Yeah, but if it's
but
late.
Once it's, like, dinner time and, like, you want – people want you to start feeding their kids dinner, it's like, all right, it's time to go home.
Like, you've spent enough time here.
Now it's time.
Right. Especially, like, I don't know. I just feel like some people don't, like – oh, this is really terrible.
Yeah.
This is more of like a personality thing. Like, they're not giving you as much as you want them to. And you're like, the payoff is there. But at this point, I'd much rather just be alone. Yeah. I'm like, I'm working way too hard for this.
It is also
But then they don't know, obviously. You don't know if you have a terrible personality.
Well, so that's why this whole thing is very dependent on like who.
Who, right.
Some people like
and I'm not naming,
overstay
And I'm
welcome.
Not naming names. Right. And there are some people I'm like, you can stay forever.
Yes, correct.
I enjoy your company.
Right.
So this is where it gets controversial.
I know. It's funny because
I'm not even, by the way, because people are going to start texting me. I'm not thinking of anyone in particular.
Yes, okay? None of us are.
This is not personal. Jesus Christ. Get a hold of yourself.
I might be thinking of some people. No, I'm joking. Not thinking of anyone. It's funny because my sister will always say, she's like, it's so crisp. We'll talk about like, oh, what'd you do for Shabbos? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. And it where she in Kansas, it's like you come, you have lunch and you leave. That's how it is.
Yeah.
She like can't get over that like people in Cleveland, like we stay.
Well, because what else is there to do?
Yeah, like if your kids...
But also, are entertained.
Correct. I'm always like, if your kids are entertained and you're entertained, then why would you want it to end?
Right.
Like, why would you want
that? We have a lovely community here and we enjoy each other.
Yes, it's very nice. I'm like, that's like, in fact, like...
Maybe she should move here and enjoy our lovely
community. I almost feel like I'm at the point where I don't know how to be alone with my children anymore on Shabbat. And they don't know how to be with us or each other.
Right, that's true.
Like, because they're
so used to being... Yeah, they wake up in the morning, they're like, where are we going? And I'm like, nowhere. Who are we having over? Sorry.
Right, do your kids wait till Shabbat morning? Because mine, like, asked me on, like,
during the week
Tuesday or Wednesday, what are we doing for Shabbos? What are we doing? Like,
Maybe Eden does, but no, usually, like, they're... Again, I'm the joy facilitator. So, like, usually on Shabbat morning, they're like, so what's on the docket today?
Yes.
And then, yeah, they wait to be upset. No, because usually if I know it's happening, if we're going to someone's house or someone's coming, I've already told them.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So that's the first thing. So guests overstaying, they're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the other thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is going to be the bad potlucker. All right?
Because we need a whole podcast. A whole segment on this.
I know. Because here's the thing, right? Sometimes it's like you don't really want to do the whole thing of like, you know, making a proper thing so you get some people to get. Usually it's people you're quite familiar with.
Yes, usually it's close friends.
But sometimes you get pulled in to a potluck where like.
Yeah. I've actually never gotten pulled into a potluck where I.
Fringe friends?
Yeah. I've never had that. My potlucks have always been, I feel like, with close friends. And then. And some people are good potluckers and some just aren't.
Right. Well, I will say, well, even. Right. Yeah.
In terms of like, so like a couple divide things. And conquer. Yes. Okay.
Yes. There's so a couple things. There's potlucks. First of all, it's not making enough, right?
Yes.
You know? I feel like there are some things that I've learned if I'm potlucking with a specific person. Like, I'm just going to call that thing.
Yeah.
Because I know what that person is going to bring. It's never enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And every time they act like they're surprised. This is like very specific, but every time they act like they're surprised that there's not enough, and so I just feel like, you know what, I enjoy your company, I'm just gonna take this off your mind, because we don't need to wait for you to feign surprise yet again about not bringing enough.
Well, and then I feel like there's always, this is like, I feel like this is, people are divided on this, the person who's hosting the potluck. This is something else. We'll get to that one. In terms, I'm talking about in terms of like making dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Does the person hosting the potluck have the obligation to make the mains?
Right.
So I'm in the camp of no. If you're hosting it, you're doing, your house is getting trashed. You're providing all the things not thought about, paper goods, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And you're also going to be making other food. So I'm in the camp of no. The person hosting it has everything else. Other people should make the mains. Except anytime I host a potluck, I always volunteer for the main. Anytime I'm part of a potluck, I feel like I'm always making the mains. I feel like I'm always making all the food.
Well, don't volunteer for that then. I do tend to make a lot too, also because I have this like fear that I overmake also when I'm having people. Yes. I just am always afraid people are going to be hungry. I'd rather be much more than much less, but or even a little bit less. I feel like I also make the main if they're a potluck at my house.
There is a potluck group that we're both part of that I do always feel like is very evenly split.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah.
That one is great. There's other potlucks where I feel like, whatever, but back to the host, I don't think that the host should have to make the main.
The reason I would make the main as the host is because it is cumbersome to have to bring a main over.
You drive it over on Friday.
All right, fine. I have also made mains for other people's houses. So I'm just, you know.
So
but I do feel like I would feel inclined if I was hosting the potluck to make the main.
Yeah, I would also. But I feel like people.
Like a protein.
Yeah, that's what a main is.
Right. Just clarifying.
Yeah. But then there's the other question about the hosting.
Right.
The potluck.
I know. So this is. Listen, and for the person who's going to feel touched by this, I just want to say we've already discussed this. So, and you knew that this was coming.
No, but I think it's a genuinely good question. If you are hosting a potluck.
Right.
You and your friends have discussed a meal together. You very graciously volunteer to host the meal. Right. But then does it become your potluck in the sense that like. If there's additional people that get invited or just in general, does it become your meal? Do you get to call the shots for the meal because you're hosting it?
I almost think that this depends like on how close the people in the potluck are. And I'll explain why.
Okay.
Let's say I'm hosting a potluck with my four closest friends. And then I have like a fringe friend who I'm like, oh, I know that they need somewhere to be this week. I will say I probably would still say, hey, guys, so-and-so needs a place. I would give the courtesy of, like, I really feel like so-and-so needs somewhere this week, and I'm going to include them in the potluck.
Right.
I'm not necessarily asking your permission. I'm just giving the courtesy of, like, this is what's happening.
Right. And I don't – and I,
but I will say it does leave an opening for, like, if someone doesn't want it for whatever reason.
Right.
To, like, put their two cents in there.
Yeah, to put their two cents in. But I do think that as the host of the potluck, it does sort of become your meal.
Right.
The meal is associated with you now because it's at your house. Right. And, like, there might be people who will be offended for not being included because you're close with them, even if the other group is not. And, like, I do think that it does sort of become your meal.
Okay.
More so than not. Like, it started as a joint group meal that you're all splitting. But as the host,
I think
it
the reason
yours.
That this is even controversial is because a potluck is already like a familiar thing, right?
Right.
You don't necessarily feel like there's a little bit different of like if I even if I go to your house and we're good friends and you make everything, it's like very gracious. Like you've prepared me a whole meal. My goodness. Whereas like if we're all bringing something, it does feel like more communal.
Yes.
Right. Even though I know like we're putting you out by like messing your house up or whatever. And I think that's the thing is it's like suddenly there's like this outsider.
Right.
Who's coming into our meal.
But maybe they're not an outsider to the host.
I know.
Right.
Well, that's why it's controversial.
Correct.
That's but the then, controversy.
So does it get – if it becomes the host's meal in a sense, does it count as the host hosting you? Like if they like – does it count as them like
– Well, if they're inviting randos, then it must, right?
I guess. Like did they check you off their list? Hosting you, that's what I mean.
I see what you're saying.
Like, I think they owe you a meal.
I think it does count.
It does?
Because you come to their house. If you're destroying someone's house and your kids are in there, then it's a host.
It's
even
a host.
If you've brought some food. Yeah.
Really? I don't count it as a host.
Really?
If I do a potluck with someone, I don't count it as me hosting them. And if they've hosted the potluck, I don't count it as them hosting me.
Hmm.
Although the truth is, with close friends, I don't keep tabs like that anymore on who owes who
whatever.
When
I guess that's
friends.
Why I never really thought about it. Yeah.
But whatever. I don't. Really, the thing about
that
the
I have to think more on.
Okay. I really just hate when it's not evenly split. When there's someone who's signing up for a main and a side and a dessert, and then one person signs up for like paper goods. Like,
but maybe,
stop it.
But maybe.
You know who you are. Maybe, the people who don't contribute to potlucks, you know who you are.
Okay, but maybe it's because they're like, oh, everyone already took the things.
Oh, stop it. You were slow on purpose then. You wanted everything to get taken. I can't stand the unevenly divided potlucks.
The unevenly divided potlucks.
Yes.
Well, then maybe you just need to be brave enough to be like, oh, so-and-so, do you want to do a dessert? or that's where someone goes like, oh, I think we're missing dessert.
Right. So then, yes. And then you add it in there.
Right.
And then the person who signed up for five things is like, okay, I'll make a dessert too. And you're like, no, it wasn't for you.
I know, it wasn't for
you. It wasn't for you. I will say most potlucks I'm part of, like we just had a potluck this past Shabbat. It was great. It was even.
Oh, did you?
It was wonderful.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I told you that.
I don't remember. I don't remember anything. Okay.
You were too busy in Mexico.
I was. Everything's forgotten. Should we move on? Do we feel like we covered that?
I really like have strong feelings about potlucks. I do think we covered it mostly.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, potlucks, it's controversial.
Yeah. I do love potlucks, though. Like, I kind of
wish. Because
it
feels easier.
Yes. I kind of wish that, like, all meals were potlucks.
Right.
Like, that was, like, when I invite.
Well, not all meals. I think that, like, sometimes a meal is an opportunity to, like, get to know people better more that you don't really know.
But we're all busy. We all hate cooking. Why can't it just be a potluck?
I don't know. Because that's also, like, the relief in it. Right? Like, some weeks you're, like, busy. And then you're, like, oh, thank God.
Thank God I got an invite.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Well, that's why, like, I used to have a rule, like, first time at my house, you don't make anything. Mm-hmm. Like, and then subsequent times, if you know, it's always like, oh, what can I make or bring? And you're always hoping the person says nothing.
No, I actually hope that they say something.
Oh, really?
I think for the same reason now that when people ask me, I give them an assignment. I used to hate giving assignments. I just feel like I invited you to a meal. Like, why are you bringing anything at all? And then I found people bring something anyway, right?
Right.
So
it might
as well be
something that you need.
What?
It might as well be something that you need,
but also I think because we all host each other so frequently, I don't want to feel like a total freeloader.
Yeah.
I like contributing.
Well, that's why I
like. And in fact, sometimes, I'll tell you what I don't like is like sometimes people would be like, oh, don't bring anything. But then someone else will come and they'll bring something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you told me not to bring anything.
I know.
And it's not like they're just bringing candy because I'll inevitably bring like wine or candy. But like a salad.
Right.
I'm like, well, hold on.
So
a
that's
second.
Always what
why
I give
people. Why did they contribute? I know that about you. But I'm like, why did you tell them to contribute and not me? And then I feel weird. So at this point, I'm just like, if
they
ask. Well,
maybe are they good friends and you're not good
but
friends?
But that makes me feel weird.
Does it? No, you know.
So now I just feel like if people ask, I assign them something.
Right. So now.
Or I'll say like, what would you like to make?
So now, whether it's your first time or your 100th time.
You're bringing
at my
Aliza
house,
a salad.
You're bringing me a salad. Yes. I hate making salads. I hate it. The dietitian hates making salads.
No. All right.
I also love trying other people's salads. That's really it.
That's true. I
love
salads.
Love salad.
Yeah, I know.
So I love, and I'm so lazy.
And then I steal them.
Well, so no, I'm
salads
too lazy
and dips.
For that.
I like to steal salads and dips.
Dips is annoying to make though.
I know, but sometimes you meet a really nice dip. All right.
Okay, go on.
All right. The next one. Okay. People who underserve.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just don't like it.
When they make the exact number of pieces of chicken for the people that are there.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Or even like, I find the biggest offense actually. So let's bring up a salad.
Okay.
Is this interesting for anybody?
I don't know.
Because I'm so bothered by it. I try to make big salads. And I will say, it's kind of a shame because you end up dressing it and then it's wasted. Because I don't mind second day salads.
I love soggy salads.
But Alex won't eat them and whatever. There are people, I find this is like the most repetitive thing, is that like they'll make a tiny salad. I don't know if they think no one's going to eat it.
By the way, your husband did that.
He made it. Yes, he did.
Remember?
But then I made something bigger to compensate
for
that.
And he like could not understand.
Couldn't grasp why.
Because he was, what was
he
in
made
it?
A lima bean salad or something. Or no, edamame.
Edamame. And he's like, edamame's filling. Right. I'm like, you're like, people are going to take three.
They're going to take a spoon.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the thing is it's like. I cannot say why people make what would basically be for me on like a weekday just like a serving size for myself because it's just lettuce.
Yes.
Right? And then they're like, that's for everyone. Everyone can have one piece of lettuce. I don't like it. Okay? If you make something, you make it abundantly. You don't want people. Here's the thing. Okay?
She's rolling up her sleeves.
Most people, I won't go into who wouldn't, but most people have some decorum, okay? If you sit at a table and you see like, wow, there's not much here, they're just not going to take a lot. And you know what, people? They're going to be hungry. So if you want your guests to leave hungry, then fine, don't make a lot. Because people will only take what's there. No one's going to take something and then be like, well, I want most of this and there's not much here, so I'll just take it, right?
You're right.
They're just going to take less. And then there are people of the thought who are like, see, it was enough. No, it wasn't enough. People were hungry.
Right.
They took what they thought was appropriate.
It's funny. My goal, like Ellie's always like, oh, wow, look, this went. And I'm like, shoot, I didn't make enough.
Correct.
Like I always want a little, at least a little bit left of every dish that I serve.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm a good cook.
Ellie says, look, this went.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I don't know why.
No, it's just funny. It's not like he's like making money selling hotcakes.
But for him,
whatever the
like,
hell a hotcake
he
is.
Thinks that's like a compliment. Like, look, Lisa, everyone loved what you made.
Okay.
And I'm like, please, everyone loves what I make. I'm a good cook, I know. I'm not worried. So I want to make sure there's a little bit
They're
left.
Lucky they got this
That's
invite.
Right. So I want to make sure that there's at least a little bit left because then I know that I didn't undercook.
Right. No, I hear like, you. I think I'm.
That's my goal.
I want people, this is a PSA that if you are consistently running out of, let's be real, it's always salad and vegetables, you have to make more.
You have to make more. Correct. Everyone's goal should be to make enough so that people are not leaving hungry and there should be leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like there's two types of people, the people that overcook and the people that undercook. There's very few people who cook exactly.
Just the right amount.
Yeah, I tend to overcook.
That's probably true. I also tend to overcook.
That's
all right. This goes. I think these are just people who aren't thinking it out. So it's like the same thing. People who don't think about how guests go together. You know.
Yes.
Like there are some people I get invited, and like I can rely on that they're thinking about like who my kids are friends with, and that I don't need to like ask or worry about who else is being invited. Ooh, that's another good
one. Is that not on your list?
It's not, but it should be.
Add that to your list. Next.
Yeah. But people who don't think or ask about what's being invited.
Right.
And there are other people who I'm like, I just know that they're just going to invite any old person off the street.
Yes.
Like, I do not want to be invited to a meal with like some 60-year-old grandparents.
You know? Other families who literally have nobody for my kids.
Right, exactly.
It just makes it unenjoyable for everyone.
Well, so that goes back to Like, the reason we're doing this, yes, I want to meet you, but it's also, right. like, to entertain my children. Correct. And if my children want to leave, then you haven't done your job.
Yes, exactly.
You need to think yes. about it.
And then you've made the meal, and maybe I really, really like you, and I want to be able to talk to you, but I can't if my kids are hanging on me the whole time, miserable, that they have nothing to do and no one to play with.
Right. I've always said, now that you've said that, like, here's the thing, though. There are some families who I like to have over, and they have older kids.
I know.
And I don't have anything for them. Yes. But I also sort of assume most older kids will just make plans.
Yeah. But then if I – so I try very hard to match up. It's hard to match up every kid and every family. You try to make as much as you can.
But even if that's not the case, sometimes I'll, like, tell my kids, like, do you want to invite somebody?
So, yes. Either I tell my kids or I tell the other family, like, I'm so sorry I don't have somebody for so-and-so right. coming. They can let them bring a friend.
So that's always. Very courteous.
Yes.
And this goes to the other thing. Can we stop the mystery surrounding who else is invited?
Yes.
Honestly, sometimes even if it's just one family, so say, I'm just having you.
Yeah. I hate, like the surprise. I don't want to
be blindsided.
Same. I don't want to show up and be like, oh, so they're here.
And can I be honest? Even if your family is here, say, like, oh, my parents are in yes. town. I just want to know what I'm walking into.
Correct. Agreed. And I don't know why it has to be such a secret.
It's a secret.
I don't know why.
And the truth is, like, even with, like, my friends who I'm better friends with, I feel like I have to say something like, oh, I feel like I'm good enough friends with you that I can ask yes. if anyone else is coming. Why do I have to preface it like that?
Yeah, just say who else is
just
coming.
Just tell me.
Right. So I make an active point now to try to tell the other families, great, we're also having so-and-so.
Right.
And if I don't, then what I was going to say is if they don't tell me when mm-hmm. I'm going somewhere, then either if I'm good friends with them, I will ask, or I'll have to make up some bullshit excuse like, oh, Emma's driving me crazy. She wants to know who else is going to be there.
Right. Or if you're bringing something, how many people? Like,
correct.
Yes, yes.
And the worst is when you say how many people and they just give you a number.
Right.
And then they don't tell you who.
It's not what I'm asking.
Correct.
It's not what I'm asking.
I know. Why is it such a secret?
It shouldn't be a secret.
It's annoying.
I know. Guys, get it together.
Yeah. Why are... People.
Yeah, people are the worst.
The worst.
The worst. I don't know why we talk to people.
I know.
Just kidding. Be our friend. Listen to our podcast. Okay. Wait, should I do my whole list? Because it's running mm-hmm. a little bit long.
No, keep
we
going.
Can save it for next time. Okay. okay. This doesn't happen a lot, but it has happened before. I'm not a fan of when the host leaves the table.
Oh.
Have you had that?
Yes.
Yes.
When it's like, able to like go sit on the couch.
Go nap, go read, whatever it is. Like it's kind of like the message is, well, we've fed you and now I'm done with you and I'll take my leave.
Right.
Because then I kind of feel like, even if it's just one of them.
Yeah.
Like either.
Why, have you had both leave?
No. That would be weird.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah, what if they were just. We were invited once to, this was when we lived in Philly. We were invited by one of the rabbis.
Okay.
But I think that was just something nice that they did. But he literally pulled like, it's like we had bench and then he was like, well, thank you all for coming. And then he just stood up and I was like, I guess we're done now.
And did you leave?
Yeah, that was it. And there were a bunch of different people and we all got up and left together.
Right.
It was very inorganic and weird. Yes.
Would you have wanted to stay there and hang out though?
No, to be honest, so, I kind of hated it.
Right.
Did I ever talk about this?
No.
I'm going to take a brief moment to talk about this. He was very wealthy and I think it was like commercial real estate.
Fucking always commercial real estate.
So they had like a very nice, I think I did mention this. So this is the house where like the Filipino was her friend.
Yes.
Like my friend loves children. I'm like this living lady who's clearly Filipino and doesn't speak English is your best friend who loves children. And I remember he like, again, this was like Philadelphia. We were like renting and Alex was a student and very poor and whatever. Listen, I don't begrudge their wealth. That's fine. But they had a pool, which I would say most people in the community did not have a pool. And he had mentioned that it's heated. And I said, oh, it's heated. And he said, yeah, it would be unusable. And I remember thinking like, I don't know why I was so taken aback by that. It's kind of like saying like, these are my weekday diamonds and these are my Shabbat diamonds. They're unusable on Shabbat. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
I was just like, I don't know, for a rabbi who invites all these random people over to be like, our pool is unusable and this is my friend Jaquita Banana. Like, I don't think so.
Was that her name?
No, I don't know what her name was.
Jaquita Banana.
Jaquita Banana is the banana girl.
I know.
Anyway. Did it just get playfully racist? I'm not racist.
Just playfully racist.
Just playfully. Anyway.
Wait, oh, because he got up and dismissed you. He got up
and dismissed us, yes.
Yeah, but he did you a service because you don't want to stay anyway.
I guess so. But it's just interesting when a host will just get up and then be like, he doesn't even say anything, but you know he's just like gone off to nap.
Yes. Yes, and I agree.
Like,
and it's
sorry. I'm like, you invited me to
leave
here.
Now? Right. I never know. It always feels awkward. Like, am I supposed to leave? Am I supposed to stay? Right. Like, I don't
and
know
also,
what to do
And also, you should
here.
Make some kind of, like, let's say you don't feel well or something. Right. You're like, you know, I'm sorry. I don't feel well. I'm going to go lay down. Stay as long as you want.
Yes.
Say something.
Or, like, I just need my 20-minute power nap, and then I'll be good. Please.
But
like,
the get up and leave and disappear move, I don't like it.
More so, what bothers me more, like, if they get up and go nap, like, some people just need their nap. Fine. But if they get up and go, like, grab a book.
I love an adult, too. Yes.
Or a newspaper.
Yes.
To me, that's almost worse. Yes. Like, I guess I'm not, like, entertaining you enough. So you're going
to
go.
Or he's kind of, to me, the message is, like, let's be honest, it's always the man.
Yes. Right?
So I did this.
Women have more tact than that.
No, but it's always my message from that is like, we've done this for my wife.
Yes.
And now I'm leaving because I don't want to fucking be here.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, if you don't want to be here, then I don't want to be here.
It's more insulting for our husbands, I think.
Right. That's
when that happens.
Yes. And Alex has definitely said something.
Yes. So has Ellie.
But like afterwards, I'd be like, where the hell did he go?
Right.
Just walked away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
don't do that.
Yeah, it's rude.
Yes.
It's just
rude. And if you're the type to do that, say something.
Right. That's okay. Just say it. Just say it. And then it's fine. So come back after.
Right.
I feel like I get up and I move people with me because I like to just go to the couch.
Let's go to the couch. No, but you're not exiting the situation.
Correct. No.
You're moving the party along. Right. You know? Or like if there's somewhere that we need to be, I will probably let you know even before I've invited you and say, by the way, we have to go somewhere at like 4.
Correct.
I don't want you to be insulted or something.
Yes.
Don't just get up and walk away like an animal.
Right. I agree. Yeah, I agree. What's next on your list?
That one got me heated up. All right. This, when the kid is a dumper.
Oh.
I don't mean a pooper. Like,
for a second, I thought you meant a pooper. But
there are some kids who just cannot stay entertained. I know. And they literally open just every drawer.
And they just dump.
And they just dump it out.
Dump it all.
And, like, I will go around my house and I'm just like, who even play with? And it's always like, you know what? It's like a board game.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And then all the pieces
and
are
all
everywhere.
The cards and pieces, and you're like, I'm never gonna find
it's so
that.
It's so annoying.
It's like that's not even how it's played.
Yes.
It's Why so, would they do this?
Or like when they like in my basement, we have a lot of like bigger toys.
Yeah.
And like like things are just rearranged everywhere. Right. Like everywhere. And I'm like, why? Why did you have to move every single thing?
But here's the question. Is that just a crappy kid? Or is it like, do the parents know and should they be held responsible?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Held responsible in what way? Like clean it up?
It wouldn't hurt.
Okay. So that's another thing. I don't know if that's on your list.
No.
Parents who don't make their kids clean up or help clean up when they leave.
I will say though.
It's the part reason, of hosting.
Yes.
Right?
And the reason it's controversial for me is it actually does make me feel uncomfortable when people start cleaning up my house.
Does it?
A little bit. Yeah.
I don't feel that way. You're all welcome to clean up my house. No, but like I'll tell people like you don't have to clean up. And I do mean it because I know that that's part of hosting.
Right.
But when I go somewhere, I always clean up because it sucks to be left with a mess.
I know
it's
that.
It's part of it.
But part of me feels
it.
Like I guess it's that other thing where it's like I've invited you here so you don't have to do this.
Correct.
And I've taken this upon myself.
Right.
Even when people are like cleaning up my kitchen. Because, like, I'm not good. There are some people who are, like, really good about how, like, you turn around and then you turn back and somehow
and
the
clean.
Kitchen is clean.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when did you do this?
Right.
I like to just ignore the mess.
Yes.
And then I take
after.
Care of it after spot.
Same.
Yes.
And same with the
and
toys.
Then, but I think it bothers some people and they start cleaning up and I just want to be like, sit the fuck down.
Right.
What, do you need a drink? Yeah. Relax. Like,
yeah. And same with the toys. I'm like, make my kids do it or, like, it's.
Right, I don't want you to feel pressured.
Yes.
Because you feeling pressured, it makes me feel pressured. If you start
also,
cleaning up, then I feel like I have to
start cleaning
up.
You don't always know where things
up.
Go, and that's more
so
annoying.
So that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
You don't know where it goes. You're just wrong. Throwing things into the – we'll never find it again.
And that's more annoying. Do you know which kids are dumpers, and does it make you not want to invite their families?
Yeah. I was trying to figure out how to sugarcoat that.
You know what also annoys me? Kids who break toys. We've had kids who come and literally just break shit.
Yeah.
And I'm always annoyed by it.
And it's the same kids.
It's the same
freaking
kids.
Yeah, I have that. I have one of those in mine, too.
It's so annoying. And sometimes it's, like, expensive or meaningful.
But I
toys.
Have literally said to children, because Lord knows their parents won't do it, mm-hmm. I, like, see them doing something, and I'll be like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, I wanted to see if it would, like, bend this way. And I'm like, do you think it's going to bend that way? I just wanted to see it. I'm like, well, you're breaking it. So So put it down and walk away.
Would you say that to them in front of their parent?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because for you. I call it modeling. Okay.
Teaching lessons.
If you see, first of all, if this kid, every time they come to my house, breaks shit, then Lord knows everything in your house is broken.
Yeah, for sure.
You know you have a kid
yeah.
that breaks shit.
Yeah.
So keep an eye. And if I see it, then you see it.
Right.
So I call that modeling.
Yeah. Do you think all these parents, like maybe our kids are dumpers and we're in denial?
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wait, didn't you tell me one of my kids is a dumper?
Yes, I did. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I was just going to skate right past it.
I'm trying to remember.
It's Nadav.
Is he a dumper?
I believe.
But not anymore. I don't think so.
Yeah, he's not. He rearranges everything in my basement. Every fucking
thing. Is it
thing.
Nadav?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's when your kids come.
They rearrange everything.
Everything is moved.
That's so funny. I bet it's actually Adam.
No, she like plays quietly and nicely down
really?
There. Yeah.
All right, I'll have to ask
She
that.
Actually likes playing by herself, like in my basement with whatever toys are down there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why I thought, because she'll like to like.
Yeah, she just like.
Make. No, but she'll like to like make an area, let's say, of like, this is the school, this is like, the house.
I find like the beanbag chairs like thrown to the other side of the room.
Oh,
and
that's for sure my boys, because they just throw shit around. Yeah. It's both of them. It's not just Nadav.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not such dumpers, which they're honestly, they're destructive. Dumpers is worse because like it's just toys everywhere.
Right.
This is like just the big objects. I go down and I'm like, how did this thing end up on this
side?
Yeah,
because you
room?
Have girls.
Correct.
Because my boys. By the way, they do the exact same thing with, like, I have in my downstairs, right? I have a couch with a bunch of pillows, and I have, like, a floor seating area with a bunch of pillows.
Yeah.
Every single day, I am putting that all back together.
Oh, so that's just what
they do. The cushions are on the floor.
Yes.
The pillows are thrown
yeah,
around.
Yeah, that's what I find. Yes. Yeah. So that's, okay.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's not as bad as people who break toys.
No, but they
and
should clean
toys.
Up after themselves. Noted.
It's okay. And it doesn't make me not want to invite you. I'm okay. still always invited.
All right, this next one is for friend of the show, Micah Timmon. So, because he was on and we talked about it.
What, his allergies?
Yes.
We have talked about allergies, so.
But here's the thing.
Poor Micah.
Listen, I understand like a nut allergy.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But what's he going to do when people honestly, say any allergies?
Right.
What's he going to do? What are these people going to do?
Bring a meal.
No. Because it's like. Honestly, you know what I hate
even
more?
Even like celiac is annoying.
When people don't tell you their allergies.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I hate that. The problem with Micah, and I don't think he listens. I don't think he listens, but if he does, he knows this is his problem. Or someone like Micah. I'll take one or two. I think you
even to choose this.
Listen, if you have more than like three allergies, pick your top three most allergic items. Okay? Because what are the chances? Like, one of his things is bananas. I'm not putting a banana.
What if you made a banana-themed meal? Chiquita banana.
A banana-themed meal?
Yeah. What if you just so happen?
Have you ever been to a banana-themed
no,
meal?
No. But what if?
If there happens to be one banana dish, they can avoid. Right?
Right. It's true.
I'm just saying. It's too many allergies.
I actually suck.
I've got like seven allergies.
I suck at asking people allergies. And so I think when someone
no, they should
has an
volunteer
allergy,
it.
They should volunteer yeah, it. It's yeah, yeah. on them to right. say.
It's kind of like you have to say you're a vegetarian.
Yes, correct.
Yes, tell me you're a vegetarian.
Or you're gluten-free or right. something big like that. Like, it's on you to tell me. And I feel bad then if I make a meal and they can't eat anything. Right. I want to know the allergies.
I know, but
pick
top three.
Pick top three. All right.
It's unreasonable.
I mean, other than Micah, have you ever had anyone with more
no.
than three?
That's why I'm saying he's the only one. Because you're not listing off, like, dogs and dust mites. Though, I realize I do have to ask about that
Yeah,
now.
You do.
Because sometimes people, well, I do now, but, like, people walk in, they're like, oh, they're allergic to cats, and then their eyes explode. So I always have to tell people we have a cat and a dog.
Right.
Okay. The next one. That was just a PSA for Micah.
Poor
but
Micah.
He knows. We've talked about it. Every time I see him, I'm like, how are you not dead yet? Because he has so many. All right. All right. People who will invite their extended family
to your meal, like you yes. invite them.
So what I mean mm-hmm. is, oh, can you come for Shabbat? And they're like, yes, but my parents and my brother are visiting as well. Can they come?
Yeah.
By the way, that's the wrong response.
Correct.
What you say is, I'm sorry, I can't come this week because my parents are here. You give me the opening to mm-hmm. say, why don't you bring them?
Mm-hmm.
You do not invite them. To my meal.
Correct. You don't say yes first.
Right.
And then invite them to come.
Right. You say, oh, that's so nice, but my parents are coming this week.
Right.
And then it gives me the Correct. Opening to say yes.
Yes.
I cannot stand when people are like, can I bring all these other individuals?
Correct.
Now you put me in the position where I'm like, why don't we do it another time? By the way, have I done that? Yes, because it's not after, on you.
Wait.
Yes.
You've invited. They've said yes.
Yes.
Then they said, can I bring my family? And you said, actually, let's do it another time. No,
maybe
time.
It wasn't like that. Maybe
how was it? Tell us.
Maybe it's the other one where they've actually done it appropriately. Oh. And I've said, oh, let's do it another time.
Oh, so have I. Yeah. I've done that also.
Where they're like, oh, no, my family's coming. And I've been like, oh, what a shame.
Yes. Same. Yes.
Yes.
Too bad. We'll do a rain check.
I don't want to deal with that.
Yes. Yeah, same.
But yeah, don't invite people to my meal.
I know.
Like, it's your family. Most people, aside from you, don't even want to be around their own family. You think I want to be around your family? Including, by the way, when my family is over, if I've invited people, I have said, listen, you this are coming. Job. Right. You're coming to play buffer. If you're not up for it, I understand. We'll have you another time. Like, you have to give people the out.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because not everyone is up for
it. But I guess maybe it's just me. I wouldn't want to bring my family to another meal. I would genuinely mean it. Like, my family's coming. Let's do it another time.
Well, I've brought my mother over to your house.
No, that's fine. But I'm saying I wouldn't want that. Like, if my family's coming, I just want to be with my family.
Right. Well, probably the indication there is that they don't.
Well, so then I feel awkward. Actually, what's happened to me is I've said no.
You could just say I can't this week.
Well, I've said.
And put it to bed.
So I've said like, oh, I can't this week. My parents are coming. And then people have then, and I mean that, like, I don't want to come. Right. And then they've very kindly and generously said, oh, why don't you bring them? Right.
And then you say, no, we're not allowed to.
Well, I said, no, it's okay. We'll still take a rain check.
Okay.
I don't want to either.
Right. You want to spend time.
I'll say you can take Ellie. That's what.
Take Ellie and the kids.
Correct.
Not the kids. Oh, because the kids want to stay with the family.
Yeah, right. My parents want the kids. So you can just Ellie. Nobody wants Ellie.
This is also like, it's sort of adjacent to this, but like people who will invite themselves for another time. So sometimes you'll invite somebody like, oh, can you come for Shabbat this week? And they're like, no, I'm not available this week. How about next week? And it's like, excuse me?
I've never had anyone do that to me.
I have.
You have.
And I'm like, are you like, am I hosting next week now?
Right.
Are you planning my
calendar?
So what
do you do when they did that?
I'm not hosting next week.
Okay. So you said no?
I just probably say like, oh, we'll do it another time.
Okay. The nerve.
The nerve.
That's nervy.
Of you telling me when we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yes.
You know what else is awkward?
Yeah.
I've had someone say to me, tell me when I'm having you for Shabbat. Because
they invited you a few weeks ago.
No. Meaning like I've had someone over.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and then they've said to me, I have to have you over. Tell me when you're available or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's awkward. I'm not going to
lie. It is awkward.
Yeah.
And then I've said like, what about next week? And they're like, oh, no, we're busy. And I'm like, that's why.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work this way.
Correct.
It's an invite.
Yeah.
If you're saying, oh, tell me when I can have you, you don't want me.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to have me, you'd look on your calendar, right. You'd schedule.
Well, I hate the people.
I'm not in charge
there
of
your
books.
There are some people who we've never had a meal with, and every time we see them, it's like, oh, we really want to have you.
Well, then do it.
Then fucking have me.
Who's stopping you?
I'm here. Yeah. You can invite me.
I got nothing going on.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, just do it.
Yeah.
Stop telling me you want to invite me and just invite me.
Right. They don't want to invite
me. Or you clearly don't want to invite me. So
stop lying to me.
Stop lying.
We don't need to talk.
Yeah,
you
it's
have enough
fine.
Friends.
Correct. I don't need you. You don't need me. It's fine.
When we're done here, I'm going to need to know who that is.
I'm going to need to know who all these people are. I love how we preface this with, we're not thinking about anyone in specific in all
except
this.
Except we specifically are. Yeah.
This has been very
But don't
specific.
Worry. If you think it's you, it's not you.
It's probably you.
All right. I am very excited to see all the text messages.
I know. Wait, is that it? After. Is your list done?
That's it. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Did you have anything? I think we covered most.
I think we covered most of it. Yes.
Yeah. It'd be hard to make a video out of all these things.
I know. What was your plan for a video?
Well, okay, I don't want to tell you in case.
All right.
Okay. Well,
don't tell him on air.
All right.
And
I gave you a nod.
I know you did. And on that note.
This has been an episode of Verbal Mileage. We hope we got you thinking. Follow us on Instagram @Verbal Mileage. And we will see you next time.
Bye. Bye-bye.